SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel and Hamas have begun the exchange of hostages for Palestinian prisoners in a ceasefire deal that has paused the fighting and will involve more exchanges over the weekend.
Spectators cheer as a convoy of ambulances and buses enter Israel from Egypt, bringing home the first batch of hostages to be reunited with the loved ones who survived last month's attack.
Keren, Ohad, Adina.
An IDF spokesman reading the names of some of the hostages released, President Biden from his Nantucket vacation home.
It's only a start, but so far it's gone well.
This allows more aid into Gaza.
Food and medicine, as well as fuel and cooking gas.
The president laments none of the American hostages were released this time, with hopes they will be soon. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, Ukrainian military officials say Russia launched its most intense drone attack on Ukraine since the start of its full-scale invasion.
Russia's bombardment of Kyiv and its surrounding region lasted over 6 hours. From the sheer number of drones used, it seemed like an attempt to overwhelm air defences. Their impact this time has been limited, but President Zelensky called it conscious terror. He linked the timing of the barrage to commemorations in Ukraine today of the 90th anniversary of the Holodomor, the huge man-made famine under Stalin that killed millions of Ukrainians. Beyond drones, Ukrainian officials have warned that Russia is stockpiling missiles.
That's BBC's Danny Eberhardt. Shoppers turned out in force for Black Friday deals. This shopper spoke to WCVB.
Because we have the outlet discounts as it is, and then they'll slap a 60% off on the door, and it's like, okay, all my Christmas shopping's done in one day.
She got it in at Rentham Outlets in Massachusetts. This is SRN News. Americans are starting to lose their faith in science.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, only 57% of adults say science has had a mostly positive effect on society. That's down 10 points from before the pandemic. It would appear that coronavirus lockdowns and conflicting advice on whether or not to wear a mask has eroded public confidence in the scientific community. The decision by the medical profession to embrace transgenderism wholesale has not helped either. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The federal appeals court says a Louisiana lawyer who objected to the state bar association's promotion of homosexuality cannot be forced to join or pay dues to that association. The order blocks the Louisiana State Bar Association from forcing attorney Randy Boudreau to join the LSBA or pay its dues, at least for now. The ruling appears to leave open the possibility that mandatory membership and dues could be imposed. This is SRN News. It's a record year for sea turtle nests across several states on U.S. beaches, but the future of the animals is still in peril.
High sea turtle nest numbers are found in many states, with Florida in the lead, reporting a record-breaking number of more than 130,000 loggerhead turtle nests. This phenomenon happens thanks to previous conservation efforts, but they become futile in front of climate change.
The temperature of the nests impacts the sea turtle in a number of different ways,
says Vice President of Research and sea turtle toxicologist Justin Perrault at Loggerhead Marine Life Center in Juneau Beach, Florida.
That is correspondent Tiffany Wang. Nissan will invest $1.4 billion to update its factory in Northeast England to make electric versions of its two best-selling cars. It's a big boost for the British government as it tries to revive that country's struggling economy. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.